it was divided into different kind of sections where different amounts were awarded to each one. So there was one which was kind of a local community regeneration and transformation, which you know, a project which involved the Nest in Sligo Town there, which would become a multi-purpose workshop and performance space. PASMAS was the Armada Across Seas and Borders, because again, the Spanish Armada story here in North Sligo has links with Northern Ireland and the Causeway Coast. And then there was another one which was Celtic Connections, which was the restoration and transformation of conservation building in Ballymote, which would create the Brother Walfrid Museum for Social Justice and Good Citizenship and Heritage. So all of these projects, in total we got 3.6 million, and that's something that is a huge amount for a small county like Sligo to get. There's each of the border counties, the only county that didn't touch the border that could apply for this was actually Sligo, because we're still classed as a border area. And these projects will leave a lasting impression in the communities where the money will be spent.
As you say, Councillor, a number of communities right across County Sligo will be included in this funding and are set to benefit from this funding, namely the Armada project in North Sligo and the Brother Walfrid Centre in Ballymote as well. When can we expect developments to start with these?
Well, it had been hoped that they would start at this time of the year, but we just had to wait a little bit longer for the payment to come through, or for the final approval. It had to go through a group called the SEUPB, which is just a body that approves these projects, and that just meant it took a little bit longer. So in the new year, I would be happy that they will all be kicking off and that we will see activity on these projects. There is a bit of paperwork with them. There, you know, it's not money for nothing. Everything is followed up that you are doing exactly as should be done, and that it is a benefit to communities on both sides of the border, and that it promotes tourism, promotes business, promotes inclusion, promotes different diverse communities to come together, that all of these are brought together. And that's very, very important to us all.